So I am Imam Yahya Hindi. I'm the president of Clergy Beyond Borders. It is an organization made of rabbis, priests, ministers, and imams, dedicated to peace building and conflict resolution. We are also dedicated to fighting extremism in the name of religion. I'm also the imam and the Muslim chaplain at Georgetown University. Well, to start with, I have been impressed by Turkey, the democracy in Turkey, yes. The freedom of religion, the freedom of expression in Turkey, free market in Turkey. Turkey has been able to become a voice of peace, dialogue, stability in the world, not only in Turkey, but even in Europe, in America, in Asia, in the Middle East, in Africa. I travel a lot. I just came back from Central Asia. No one speaks of Turkey but with positive words. I was in Turkestan, in Kazakhstan, and everyone loves Turkey. In America, people love Turkey. In Palestine, people love Turkey. So I have been really impressed by Turkey and what it has done. The leadership, the people, everyone. I think unity is very important between not only Muslims. I think there has to be unity worldwide. Yeah. But to start with, we need to unite ourselves at home. So I want Muslims to unite from Pakistan to Malaysia to Indonesia to Central Asia to Turkey to the Arab world to Africa.
Yes, Mr. Adnan Oktar always says if every Muslims and every people can pray for the unity of Islam, this means the unity of Islam is established, inshallah, at that time, exactly.
And you know why? Because when you pray to God, to one God. So I always say one God, one universe, one human family. And that means unity, that means brotherhood, that means sisterhood. And the Quran is very clear. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uba wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqaakum. God made us different, not so that we may fight each other, but rather that we may come to know one another, so that we may celebrate the differences we have with one another. If we pray to the one God, if we pray in the name of the unifying message of Islam, we will be united, and we have to be united.
As you said, the Quran's Allah order, be united, don't separate, inshallah.
Yeah, the Quran is very clear. There are two beautiful verses. Number one, inshallah, that believers are brothers. Actually, this verse means if you are a believer and if you claim to be a Muslim, then you have to be united with others. If you are not united and if you do not work for unity, you are not a true Muslim. The other verse, do not divide from each other. Why? The verse says, because when you are divided, you will have no impact on anyone, including yourselves. So, united we stand, divided we fall, and in diversity lies our unity.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mr. Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar, what do you think, Mr. Harun Yahya?
I think God will reward him with the best reward, al-jaza al-akthar, al-jaza al-khayr, fi al-dunya wa fi al-akhirah. Harun Yahya, his books have influenced me. I know his books are in every mosque in America. His writings are in every home in the United States of America, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa. Recently, I was in Chad, in Africa, where I saw the books of Harun Yahya. So his books are not only in Turkey, and the impact of his message has gone beyond Istanbul, Ankara, or Turkey, or Izmir. It is everywhere around the world. I congratulate Turkey for having given a birth to someone like Harun Yahya.